Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special source for Rafu Shlema, for Binyamin Simcha, Ben Adina Minya. We're in Sefer Mishlei, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, based on the Biur HaGra and the Shiurim of Moreinu HaGaon Rav Moshe Zatzal. It says, L'seis l'fsayim armel anar da'asim zima, to give foolish wisdom, cleverness, and to give a young man, an adolescent, knowledge and discretion. The Gra says, "Lasseis echad shehe lomed v'yeda gam mikayim, az yeyocho gam lamed l'acherim." After you learn and you can be mikayim Torah, you can also teach others. That's lasseis. It says in the pasuk lasseis, it means to teach others. And the Gra says further that after you learn and you know how to be mikayim, you're going to have siyata d'shmaya to understand more. And that's what it means, Lasseis lo min hashamayim. So this is another stage in the tachlis to which Sefer Mishlei is directed after taking the Musar Haskel, which we spoke about in the previous pasuk. And that is to give the psaim orma, to give these foolish people cleverness. So we have to know that when you learn Torah, you're mekayim a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and you're also the etzem alimud is a cheftz of Torah. That's part and parcel of you connecting to the Torah, to understanding the Torah. That is Torah. When you're mekayim a mitzvah, that's not a cheftz of Torah. That's a mitzvah. When you're learning Torah, it's a cheftz of Torah. It says that women have to make a bracha. Birchas HaTorah, the famous Reb Chaim, they're making a bracha not on the mitzvah, but on the cheftz shel Torah. There's this essence of Torah that they're connecting to, and that's what they're making the bracha on. And that applies also when you teach other people Torah. When you teach other people Torah, it's a kiyum mitzvah involved. And it's also a cheftz of Torah. Because Torah is not just about learning it for yourself, it's about teaching it to others. And that's why the Gemara says in Sukkah, Memtes Amid Beis, that a Torah's chesed is Torah that's learned l'shma, and Torah that's being taught to others. When you teach to others, you're mashpia the Torah on others. That's the essence of Torah. Torah is to give to others. L'seis l'psayim orma, the Gemara says, to teach others. That's the essence of Torah. Torah is about not only learning it, but teaching it to others. The beginning of the espashtus of the Ratzon Hashem and the Bria is Torah, or Raisa, and afterwards, Estakel bar Raisa, then God looked in the Torah, and He created the world. That's the Hemshech, that's the continuation of the extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. This world of espashtus, Ratzon l'Torah, Nikra Olam HaMalbush. This extension of Hashem's will of creating the world through Torah, looking at the Torah, is called Olam HaMalbush. That's the famous Nefesh HaChaim. I don't know how famous it is, but it's going to be more famous now. V'gamki Shor She'elyon Shar Dalet Perek Yud Shel Torah Kedoshi Be'elyon Shiba Olamas and Akoram Olamas Ein Sof Soda Malbush HaNe'elam Haniskar B'Sisrei Pliya Yischachom Yutaris Rebein Arizal Shireishis Soda Osi Yisat Torah Kedosh Ein Shem Heitev B'chol Dvarav. So in the upper world it's Torah Olamas Ein Sof, and down here it's HaMalbush HaNe'elam. Here it's hidden. And the explanation is that something created is a Yitzia Lepol, it's an actualization of God's will to create. In other words, through what was created, there is an understanding of the will which brought to its creation. However, there are two things here. Number one, there's the Ratzon itself, God's will, and that we have no tefisa in at all, less machshava tefisa beklal, because we have no shaychus to what's outside the gedarim of Bria. Sham ein gvul in vein gedarim klal. There are no limits. The Gra writes in Likutim at the end of Sefer Tzniusa that ein sof, you can't think about it all, because ein sof is akdara b'midah mesuyemes v'ilu eitzel ritzono ein lanu shum shaychus. We don't really, Ein Sof is some type of Hagdara, and that is beyond us. There is something beyond us, but there's no Hagdara, there's no definition, there's no limitation. So the Ratzon itself of Hashem, we have no Shaychus to. It's even beyond the Ein Sof. So you can't even think about it. because then you're going to be limiting it. That's what Hagdara means. Defining is limiting with Lashon Geder. So the Ratzon of Hashem itself, that's beyond us. And then there's the Ratzon, how it came to Maisa. And from the Maisa, we have a Tfisa in Hashem's Ratzon. So our Tfisa is only in the Chelek HaRatzon that came to Maisa. These two things, Lechor HaSos, are each other. Because the Ratzon of Hashem is Belik Vul V'Self. And when it comes to Maisa, then it's Bepoal B'Gvulim, and then it's within the realm of limits. So when it's in His will, it's without limits. And then when it comes to fruition, then it's with limits. So the Nekudas HaChibor between these two Ritzonos, that Lechor HaSos, are each other, is Torah. That's the highest place that Das can reach. A person reaches Das Torah, that's the highest place he can understand the Ratzon of Hashem. That's what we see in the Pasuk, L'chol Tichle Risi Keitz, Rochava Mitzvascha Me'od. The Torah is a Bria that Be'etzem is Shayach and extends even beyond the Mahalchim of Bria. L'chol Tichle, for anything that ends, Risi Keitz, I saw an end. But Rechava mitzvascha me'od. But mitzvahs extend beyond that. It's me'evra l'hasoga. It's something that's beyond this world. And that's the tochen olam ha'malbush. The Ratzon Hashem kaviyachol is mislabish b'davar mesuyam. And through that, it's chal on the bria, takes effect on the bria. The inyan of malbush is something that can't appear in a specific place. So it enclothes itself in something that is shayach to the mahalchim of that place. So our tfisa is in the revelation of Metzius and not in the Metzius itself. We don't understand the Metzius reality itself. All we can see is the revelation, the hisgalus of reality. That's the malbush. It's enclosed because true Metzius we can't see. So the true Metzius is enclosed. And that's like Eliyahu Hanavi, who's in Olam Hazeh, but he's Bilavushim Shel Olam Haba, and therefore we're not tofes his giluyim, ayin brachas. So the it turns out then that's the Olam HaMalbush. Olam HaMalbush is the highest part that has shaykhis to us. And that's Estako Baraisu Bra Alma. The Yosios of the Torah, the letters of the Torah, are the point of the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the pathways of all of the revelation. That's the When we have the Osios HaTorah, they reveal to us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. That's the highest we can get in this world. So it emerges that the Etzem Cheftz of Torah was made in order that there should be a revelation. That's the Makor Shem Torah. Torah is Lahoras is Haderech. Hora is Miloshen Or, which is light. Like we find in Aramaic, Oraisa Or. In the Zohar Amayik, we Torah begin to Ori V'Goli B'mayda HaVisasim. Why is it called Torah? Because it gave light and it revealed what was hidden. The Cheftz of Torah is to be Megala of everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Kol Ma Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Lo Baroa El Lechvodo. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is for His honor. The Cheftz of Torah is to be Megala what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, which is for His honor. Ve'en Kavod El HaTorah. The way to reveal the Kavod of Hashem is through Torah. Avos Vav. Torah Hu Gilui Shel Kol HaBriya Kula. Torah is the Gilui of the Ratzon Hashem in the Briya. Torah Lishma is a Torah Shel Chesed. When a person learns Torah Lishma and not for his own needs, he's learning Torah in the Mahalchim of Torah itself, which is Gilui Kvod Yisbarach. He's learning Torah to be a Megala of the Kavod of Hashem in a Derech of Gilui Tochen HaBriya Kula, in the way of revealing the content of the entire Briya. That's why it's Torah Chesed. Since Torah B'Mahusa is Chesed, the Shefes Pashtas Shel Kol HaBriya Kula, it's the bounty of the expansion of spreading throughout the entire Briya. So that's Torah Lishma. That's, you're revealing what God's will is in the Briya. You're not learning it for your own personal interest. You're learning to be Megale Kavod Hashem, and therefore through your learning, Kavod Hashem is going to expand in the Briya. A little bit of Kabbalah, which I don't understand. We'll read it anyway. Torah is the Bria Kula. The Gra writes in his parish to the Sifra Ditzniusa as follows. V'aklal ki kol ma shehoya v'hov v'yi ad olam ha'kol kola b'torah mibreishis v'ad leinei kol Yisrael. V'lo ha'klolim b'vad al afilu pratav shal kol min v'min v'shal kol adam b'frat v'kol ma she'ir lo miyom yivoldo b'ad sofo v'chol gilgula v'chol pratav v'pirtei pratav. that the Torah includes, according to the Gra, everything that ever happened in creation, everything that ever happened in your life. When you were cut from the high school basketball team, when your girlfriend dumped you, when you broke your toe, you got accepted to Harvard Law School. Everything that happened in your life, you look in the Torah, you're going to find it there. Not only people, but also animal, also vegetation. Everything is in the Torah. And also what it says about the Avos Moshe Yisrael, it's in every generation. The revelations of what it says in the Torah, and all the generations, the sparks go from generation to generation. So all the ma'asim from Adam till Sof HaTorah is in every generation, and somebody who understands knows, and so to every individual. This is all in Parashas Bereishis. V'kololo nichlal v'parashu v'shono ad bara lasos. And in general, you can even find it in the first parasha until bara lokim lasos. V'klal klalei klalim v'pasuk harishon. And you want to really get to the root? In the first pasuk. B'zayin tevo zayin alfishnin. 7 words, 7,000 years. Like it says in the sixth parak. Like it says in the first parak. Shasa alfishnin talyan b'shasa kadmai. That 1,000 years are totally in the earlier 6,000. So that can all be, it's all rooted in the first pasuk. The Bria Atzmas Torah, Surum Romanechem, Rumi Bara Eile. Lift up your eyes to the heaven and see who created these. Dvarmim Kipshutam, somebody who knows how to see, can see in the Bria, the Torah, he can see the Ratzon of Hashem. Not Bederech Espailus Vehergesh, he can mamish see it, he can hear it. Vero Kol Basar Yachtav Kipi Hashem Diber. That every flesh will see together that God is speaking, Kipshuta, that when a person is able to see properly, you can see that God is speaking through the creation. Medr Shochar Tov, Ba'olam Azel, Adam Loket, Holech Lilko Te'enim, Eina Te'eno Meres Klum, Lasid Lavo, Adam Holech Lilko Te'eno B'Shabbos, Vitzavachas Meres Shabbos. Today, figs don't talk. In the future, when a person wants to pluck a fig on Shabbos, the fig is going to scream, it's Shabbos. In a true gilui of the Bria, the Torah is the Metzias Kipshuta, like we see today that fire burns what's in it. So, La'asid Lavo, we're going to perceive with our senses before, we're going to see the Torah and the Ratzon Hashem in the Bria. The Gemara there says, Ikad Amri Torah Lelamda Zoi Torah Shel Chesed. Limud HaTorah means HaCholas Divrei Torah Ala Adam Ad She'echad Im HaTorah. That Torah should be chal on a person. Torah should take effect on a person until he becomes one with Torah. And since Torah in its essence is the hispashtus, its extension, its hamshacha, its drawing down, therefore part of the Shem Torah is to be melamed. Because that's Torah. Torah is hispashtus and hamshacha. So you also have to be melamed Torah. Torah lelamda is Torah shel chesed. And therefore, chelek mi Hashem Torah hu lelamed. And therefore, Torah lelamed is called Torah es chesed, because that's the essence of Torah. The hispashtus of Shefa ad habriya, the extension of Shefa until creation, and that's Torah, and therefore Torah lelamed is Torah es chesed. The essence is, it has to extend beyond you. You have to teach it to other people. In the Gemara in Tainus 7a, it says, why are divrei Torah compared to water? Every thirsty person go to the water. To tell you, just like water goes from a high place to a low place, so to divrei Torah are only going to be fulfilled if somebody has low das. Makom gavoa is always a makom misuyam. Makom mugdar la'atzmo v'cholok misvivasa. Makom namuch is a makom pashut v'lo misuyam. Sham mispashtim advarim below gvul. A makom gavoa, a high place, is a specific place, a defined place, separate from its surroundings. A low place is a simple place and not a specific place. There things extend without end. We already saw in a previous shir, based on the Maharal, that Anov is Midas Hapshitus, and therefore Torah is Miskayim Ba'anim, someone who has Das Shvala, somebody who's simple, he's in a Makom Namuch. There you have Pshitus that's parallel to the Metzius of Torah, Hispashtus. Person simple, the word Pashit comes from the word Hispashtus comes from the word Pashit, that a person is pashut, he's humble, he doesn't make anything of himself. Such a person is mispashet, that his Torah is extending, extends out to others. In this low place, in this simple place of the Aniyim, you're going to have a Pashtus, which is going to bring to a Spashtus. And B'makom HaPshitus, in this simple place, a Lomed Torah could be one with the Metzius of Torah. A Lomed La'atzmo is when it's in a specific place. He's making a Gvul, he's making a border, a boundary for the Torah. It's only with him. But this is a stira to the Homahalach of Torah. And therefore it's not Torah's chesed. The essence of Torah is that it spreads out. Interesting, in the Rambam, Rambam says, Nashim avadim iktanim apatur mitalmud Torah, but a cotton, a father is chayav to teach him Torah. And just like a father is chayav to, father is chayav to teach his son, so too he has to teach his grandson, not only his son and grandson, but it's a mitzvah on every chacham in Yisrael to teach talmidim, even though they're not his children. And then the Rambam says, Vayter and Alacha Dalet, that's Talmud Torah Aleph Aleph, this is Aleph Dalet, just like it's a mitzvah to be melamed es beno, so also he's mitzvah to teach himself. So from the Lashon of the Rambam, we see that the Iker mitzvah is to teach his son. A person is mechuyev to be osek in the espashtus and the spreading out of Torah. And that's the hemshech of Maimar Har Sinai, where there was a chalos of Torah on each and every Jew. That's the hisgalus of Torah, the cheftz of Torah, and a special mahalach, besides the mahalach of the hisgalus bebriya, shunelam meitano beolam hazeh, that's hidden from us in this world. And Maimar Har Sinai, there was a chalos Torah in every person. And then afterwards, we have to be osek in the ispashtus of that Torah. So there's a revelation of Torah in this world that's hidden from us. But there's also a revelation of Torah that's exposed to us, and now we have to pass it on to others. So mi'ikar adin, you have to learn Torah be'ema yira b'resis v'ziyah, with awe, fear, trembling. Because Limud Torah is a mamet of Kabbalah Satorah. It's the Hisgalus of Torah be'atzma ketorah. It's the revelation of Torah as Torah, qua Torah. So when you're receiving Torah itself, which is what we're doing every day, no saying Torah, it has to be like Mamet HaSinai. It has to be with awe, with fear, because we're receiving the Etzem Cheftz of Torah, and we have to make sure that that expands, as the Torah did expand it to our Bria, we also have to expand it to others. So in the Mahalach of teaching Torah, there are two inyanim. Number one, that you're Osek B'Torah B'Shlema, since the essence of Torah is Espashtus, so to your Torah, you're Osek in such a way, you're involved in Torah, that it's mispashet, that it spreads out. Number two, since a person's Osek B'Torah and Mahalchim of Torah Be'etzem, you're Zochadi to the Espashtus of Torah. Since Kevin She'osek B'Torah B'Mahalchim Shel Torah Be'etzem, since a person's learning Torah and the approach and the pathways of Torah itself, he's Zochad that Torah should be mispashet to him. In other words, that the Esek B'Torah is to be one with Torah. The Torah should be Chal on the person. So if you're Osek B'Torah and the Mahalchim of Torah Be'etzim, you're learning Torah Lishma for the sake of Torah, then the Torah is going to be Chal on you. The Torah is going to become one with you. The Isuk B'Torah, B'Mahalchim Shel Torah Be'etzim, Mevi L'Chalot Shel Torah B'Shlemut Al Adam. The involvement in Torah, in the Mahalchim of Torah Be'etzim, brings to a chalos of Torah b'shleimus on the person. You're learning Torah properly, so the Torah is chal on you b'shleimus. And that's what the Gra writes over here. Lases l'psaim arma includes two things. Ye yachol gam l'lamed l'acher v'zeo lases. A, you're going to be able to teach others, because that's the essence of Torah. The essence of Torah is expanding it and teaching others. And number two, the Gra says that you're going to have special siyata tishmaya. Why are you going to have special siyata tishmaya? Since you're learning Torah for the right reasons, the essence of Torah is going to be chal on the person, it's going to take effect on the person, and therefore it's going to be zelcha to siyata dishmaya, to special divine assistance. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin 99b, it says in the name of Reish Lakish that if you teach your friend's son Torah, it's as if you made him. It's a nefesh or asu b'char. And Relezer says, kilo asan l'divrei Torah, it's like you made the divrei Torah. One hand it says, if it's a nefesh or asu b'char, the soul he made in charm, by teaching Torah you're making the soul. And Rabbi Eliezer says, it's like you made divrei Torah. It says, u'shmartem es habritza zos v'asisim osam, you're like making the Torah when you teach your friend's son Torah. And Rabbi says, it's like you asel la'atzmo, you made yourself, v'asisim osam, u'shmartem es divrei habritza zos v'asisim osam, v'asisim atem, you're making yourself, al tekri osam el atem. So you have, when you teach your friend's son Torah, it's like you're making him, you're creating him, you're creating the Divrei Torah, or you're creating yourself. So we see here that there are three dargas, the Maharal, and the Nesiva Torah is Marech in this Nekuda. Three dargas. One, Malamidus ben Chaveru Kilo Aso Zeo Kipshuto. You give him Chayim and you give him Itzius. You're creating him, you're giving him life. If you have Torah, you have life. Number two, it's as if you made the Divrei Torah. In other words, the Shem Divrei Torah isn't complete until it was revealed to the person who learns it. So we see explicitly that teaching somebody else is not outside of the essence of Torah that you're teaching them. The Etzem HaLimud, the very learning itself, and the passing on to Torah to others is one and the same. They both have a Shem Divrei Torah. Ki lo asan le Divrei Torah. When you teach others, you're making the Divrei Torah, because that's part and parcel of the essence of Torah. The Torah has to be extended, expanded, given over to others. That's the Gemar of Divrei Torah, the completion of Divrei Torah. Lachul aleim Shem Torah b'shleimus. That's how the Shem Torah, the name of Torah, takes effect on them b'shleimus, when you teach others. And the explanation is that the Cheftz of Torah is to be Mizgala. Torah is supposed to be revealed to Mekablei HaTorah. And therefore, when you pass on Torah to a Talmud, then it's really called Torah, because that's the Cheftz of Torah. Torah was originally in Shemaim, but it was revealed to be passed on to others. So Mele, when you're passing on to others, you are creating the essence of Torah. Number three, Kilu Aso La'atzmai. You're making yourself. That includes the two previous things. But there's more. That the Asi of Divrei Torah is Chal on the Melamed. In other words, his Divrei Torah don't have Hashlama if they're not on the Madjurega of Torah's Chesed of his Pashtus Achutza. And even though they're already by him, but if it wasn't revealed to others, he's lacking in his Divrei Torah. He's lacking in the Mekabel Torah Shebo. So, Kilu Aso La'atzmo. If you don't teach others, you are not fully created. Because in order to complete yourself, you have to teach others. Like we saw, Kilu Aso, you have to teach your friend's son, then you're, it's as if you're making him, it's as if you're making the Divrei Torah, but there's also going to be a chisaron in you afterwards if you don't teach the Torah to others. Because that's the true essence of Torah, is that it's taught to others. The tachlis of Torah is to reach the other, to give. That's Mavur here in the Gra. Lasei slipsayim arm. It has to be to give over. He has to be in the Madjurega to get to teach others. And that's the first thing the Gra says. Az yacholi gam lelamed lacheirim. After you learn Torah properly, then you can teach it to others. You can give it over to others. And the other side of the matbe is lasei slomen hashamayim. And that the Torah is going to unite with the person, and that's the Gemar Inyan of Divrei Torah, the Espashtus of Torah, and that it comes one with the person. Again, that's achieved when one is learning Torah Lishma, and one is properly transmitting it to others. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin 91b, Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chsida, Kol Amanei Halacha Mipi Talmid, Afilu Urim Shmeim Makal Lenosa. So we spoke about that in a previous shir. We saw in a flos about that chazal, that if somebody doesn't teach a Torah to a Talmud, even Ubrim b'mei imo, curse him. We saw that in the context of Chanufa. But here we see it of a flattery. Here we see it in the context of not teaching a Talmud Torah. So the union of Ubrim b'mei ilam akalino, so we saw that there's a pegiah, not only in existence, but in the hechitimsi, in the means for existence. When a person's monei alacha mipi Talmud, he's monei the hechitimsi of the Briah. Briah was only estaka b'raisa b'ra alma, that Torah should be mispashet. By not teaching Torah to others, by preventing the spashtus of Torah, so then you're preventing the hechitimsi, the very means, the very possibility for Torah to have been created, for the world to have been created. And therefore even Ubrim, even the Hechetimsi for creation, is going to curse such a person. By the Varam Hayin of Flaim, and Beretzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue building out there in the next Shiran Mishle. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.